Health experts are questioning why the Prime Minister has ruled out making rapid antigen COVID-19 tests free to the public, despite the surge in cases and the push for Australians to undergo at-home rapid tests. Scott Morrison says the federal government will not foot the bill. WHO epidemiologist Professor Mary Louise McClaws fears the decision will have dangerous consequences.
This divide between the privileged and the wealthy and those that aren't privileged and wealthy is going to be very, very obvious. And people are sadly going to inadvertently go to work and spread the infection.
On average, each test in Australia costs around $15. But in recent days, some people have reported paying more than $50 per two-pack. David Heffernan from the Pharmacy Guild of Australia says many pharmacies are struggling to cover their costs.
We have supply chains trying to get the stock into the country during holiday periods, during public holidays. So pharmacists can't be expected to absorb costs. And so if they do have a percentage markup on a cost, then, you know, I mean, it should be fair that the costs are passed on.
The government is due to debate whether to subsidise rapid antigen tests for concession card holders at the next National Cabinet meeting on Wednesday.